At the Info Ag Conference, I am visiting with our sponsor, Ag Leader Technology, and Jeff Bentley here. Jeff, we've visited before, but some people may not know you. Tell me what you're doing for the company.
I'm the GPS Guidance and Steering Sales Manager.
This conference, unlike some farm shows we've been at that have a lot of farmers and growers there, is more centered on people who are doing consulting and in retail and in the agribusiness sector, I guess you might say. How would you describe this year? I know you've been to a number of these in terms of attendance and the kinds of interest you're seeing from the participants.
Yeah, the attendance seems to be really, really good this year, supposedly around 700 people. And it is, several years ago, it seemed like there was a lot of growers mixed with industry people, input suppliers, and things like that. It's really transitioned more to precision, people that are interested in precision ag, specifically consultants, input suppliers, you know, any company that has anything to do with precision ag is in attendance this week. So it's a good opportunity to network with other people, see what's going on. And it's definitely, if anyone involved in precision ag does attend this week, and it's a lot of good conversations, I guess.
We've gone through a very challenging spring weather-wise for a lot of the Midwest, at least, and now everything's hopefully growing and are going to continue growing. So it's not too early to look ahead to harvest. What are some of the things that Ag Leader offers to farmers out there as we look to harvest this fall that maybe they should be taking a look at right now?
Well, of course, as most people know, Ag Leader started as a yield monitoring company. So, of course, we still offer yield monitoring, yield mapping, which going into fall is probably the primary thing people are thinking about. Of course, after fall, you've got fertilizer, a lot of fall applied fertilizer to think about. So, you know, over the years, we've obviously expanded so much beyond yield mapping to where now guys are adding steering. So we have a lot of interest building in steering on combines. More so maybe for bean and wheat harvest. Wheat harvest is pretty much finishing up right now, but going into fall, platform head for bean harvest, much more efficient with the steering system. A lot of our customers that have a paradigm steering system will move it to the combine because it's easy to do, so it's just a logical step to take. So we're seeing more and more interest every year in steering on harvest, and some guys will try it on corn as well. The guy that planted with RTK can probably go back and steer down the rows during corn harvest. It's not as easy to do as it is with bean harvest. There's not as much room for error, but we think that our accuracy is where it needs to be to probably allow most people to steer both corn and bean harvest now.
So if, and I know there's a lot of farmers that really haven't dove in all the way into a precision ag system yet, but as we look to harvest, is there sort of a starting point that if they haven't, that they should maybe look at first?
Yeah, I mean, yield mapping, it comes down to, and not just yield monitoring, but yield mapping. A lot of people, I think more and more guys go straight to mapping. In the past, especially when I started working at Ag Leader 10 years ago, a lot of guys would just, I'll just yield monitor for now, and then maybe I'll add mapping later. Well, that's fine, but you really can't quantify anything else you do in the field if you don't have the locations. You know, you need to know the summary of an entire field. If it's a uniform field, great, you got a good idea. But if there's variability, like we'll see a lot this year with a lot of the wet spring and early summer being so wet, there's going to be a lot of variability in some of these fields with wet spots, denitrification in areas and things like that. So you really need to make the leap right into mapping so you can analyze that information after the season's over with and try to make some management decisions.
Because that's going to be very applicable then to the next time you want to do planting, or maybe it's going to also be related to how and where they're going to need to apply certain kinds of herbicides or for that matter.
Yeah, and it's simply even back to with a wet year like we've had so far, maybe in some tile decisions, you know, where to put tile lines in, where these wet spots are at. Next year you go back and yield map again, assuming we don't have a drought or something like that, you can kind of see the results of that. The other thing is, too, is to tie it into another one of our products, that maybe make some decisions about looking at a system like our Optrix system for nitrogen, for side dressing nitrogen. So, or if a guy did run Optrix this year, you got to yield map to see what the results were. So that everything really ties. I still think yield mapping ties together everything else that you do throughout the year. So.
Well, I was just on a conservation field tour, basically, in Illinois. It's a kind of a test project, pilot project, to look at ways to do better conservation practices, which really, in large part, is nitrogen nutrient management. But to do what they are doing, it involves a lot of precision applications to do it right or to do it best, I guess. So, you know, besides the financial gains you can get from more precisely managing your inputs and in your farm, ultimately this also can make us better stewards of the environment, right?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, environmental stewardship is definitely one of the bullet points that you'll commonly see with precision agriculture. I completely agree.
Well, I thank you very much, Jeff Bentley. He is the Ag Leader guy in the booth right now. Glad to see you here, and thanks to Ag Leader so much for being our sponsor on an ongoing basis, and especially here at this InfoAg conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.